Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to extend our strong support to the proposed amendment. First of all, would like to use this opportunity to maybe react to the comments made by you, US and Canada. We are talking now about the program plan for 2025. So the Bridgetown Covenant's mandate, if I could say, would probably expire by that time, and the UNCTAD will have its new mandate at the time when this program plan will be implemented. So maybe reference to Bridgetown at this point is not very relevant. This is the first thing, and the another thing is that the mandate to monitor, to analyze, to study the trends and policies was delivered to UNCTAD at the time of its establishment. This is the first thing. And another one, we also have General Assembly resolutions on unilateral coercive measures. And there is also reference to these measures and their implications or impacts on the trade and development. So we believe that first, this amendment is very relevant, and second, we strongly support inclusion of this amendment in the program plan for 2025. Thank you.